month, we take a second look at the situation in Mexico. And we're focusing on Mexico, even with all the other distractions that are out there, because it's a very serious situation. There's a war between the government and these narco cartels. It could potentially have very big implications for the United States and for Homeland Security. And what we have in our magazine this month is an article by Brian Jenkins, who's a well-known, highly regarded counterterrorism expert, about the possibility of the Mexican state failing, that it could break down to the point where the government no longer has control over these areas where these narco cartels are taking control. And, you know, it's not an alarmist piece. Brian is a very, very sober guy. He recently testified on Capitol Hill about the Mumbai attacks, and he's written a book called Could Terrorists Go Nuclear?, where he takes a very, very skeptical look at a lot of the alarm and a lot of the concern over weapons of mass destruction being wielded by terrorists. So this is a very sober, very calm, and very objective examination of the situation in Mexico.
One of the things that we've been hearing a lot about regarding our relationship with Mexico is the border fence.
Right.
I wonder how that factors in, especially since it's almost done, and now that we have a new administration, a new secretary of DHS, where does that factor into this? Is that even a factor?
Oh, it is a factor, because what's happened is we have successfully clamped down on a lot of the illegal trafficking that was going across the border into the United States. And the fence is useful in the sense, not that it stops absolutely everyone from coming across, but what it does do is it channels people into areas that can be better patrolled by the U.S. Border Patrol. That has an implication in Mexico, because what's happening is, because there's not the kind of access to the United States that there used to be for these smugglers, they're now finding the very specific areas that they can get their stuff across or can try to get their stuff across. And they're fighting over those channels. And what's happening is they're taking territory. In the past, they didn't really care to sort of own territory. Now, owning territory becomes very important. So they're fighting the Mexican government. They're fighting each other. And on occasion, they're fighting the U.S. Border Patrol over areas where they can operate. And this is the violence is very alarming. It's very much overlooked by the American media. And it's escalating. So this is something that we're very concerned about and that we're focusing attention on.
Is that going to take attention away from other things like Iran, Iraq, North Korea, things like that? Right now, it seems like it's almost more of a distraction than an actual focus.
Right. It is something of a distraction, although people who are watching it closely are getting very concerned about it. And Janet Napolitano, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, has been conducting an across-the-board review of the department. She just issued an action directive to start paying more attention to the northern border, where there's also, you know, issues between the United States and Canada. However, military planners are starting to look at Mexico and starting to be concerned about what could happen if the Mexican government loses control over these areas or becomes, so battered by the narco cartels that it can't function, which is almost what happened in Colombia. Colombia right now has the upper hand in its fight against its insurgency against the FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, and we never want to see that get. Never want to see Mexico get to that kind of a point regarding this kind of battling going on.
What can we do, though? I mean, this sounds like this is a ball that is squarely in the Mexican government's court.
Well, certainly, there's a number of things that we can do and are doing. First off, there's the Merida Initiative, which sent $400 million down to Mexico to help battle the cartels. Nowadays, $400 million doesn't sound like so much given the size of our stimulus package and the debate over the U.S. economy, but it was something and it was helpful. And also the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is running something called Project Gunrunner, where they're trying to stop American arms trafficking into Mexico to the cartels. And there's a lot of that. The cartels are looking to the United States for their guns, where they buy them, you know, at these gun shows and, you know, through individual arms dealers. And they don't have to go to, you know, terrorist arms suppliers or anything like that. But we have to stop that flow. And some of that weaponry is very sophisticated and very heavy. And, it boosts the power of these cartels, and we've got to stop that.